Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cott, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Power reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green scores. Allison moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Barry Lattman now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch runs for Wally Post. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to third. Hall moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Hall scores. Batty moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Bob Allison now playing right field. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kindle out. 2 outs. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.